I'm going to talk, keep playing it. But as this music is played, any time in your homes or any time you're outside and you're doing the panarrhythmy, every time that downbeat happens, there's a pulsation from the center, the heart of the sun, out into our solar system. And you can incorporate that through your own heart chakra. And you feel that downbeat, and there can be a wave, wave, pulse, pulse, pulse. And it's anything you desire to qualify it with, but ultimately it's pure love, light energy. You may even be able to etherically see this pulse from the sun, which is now kind of almost breaking through the clouds. Each pulse is a blessing. It can be for anything: consciousness, healing, love, 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 light, 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 purity, purity, today, purity, 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 purity. Healing, wholeness, wellness, truth, God glory, beauty, peace. So the sun is pulsing out virtues. Now its beat is a lot different. This is a pretty fast rhythm. If we measured it, it would be interesting to see what the meter is. It's almost 60. It's about, no, but I mean in how many per minute? It's about 1 per second, isn't it?
I have a book with all the music.
It's a little faster than that.
Does anyone have a stopwatch? Actually, I have one on my cell phone. If you had a metronome, in other words, how many beats per minute? Hold on a minute. The sun's pulse is a little different. It's like one per... For what? Well, that was the key music. Let me see. Da 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 da. It's actually slower than 160 per minute. It's slower. Okay, that's good, Boyd. Thank you. So everybody is here now, right? That came up? Okay. So again, the title of this discourse is Solar Freedom in the Heart of the Sun. To enter the heart of the sun is a key experience for every initiate. For to enter the heart of the sun requires a level of consciousness that's pure, as well as intrepid. It may be daunting to consider that you have the ability as a aspiring solar being to enter the heart of the sun because of the current teachings that we have on Earth of what the sun is. It's much more than what scientists, physicists tell us. It is a great divine being itself, and its heart is strong, sure, almost everlasting. and its ability to nourish life in so many domains and dimensions. So what happens when you enter the heart of the sun? You are completely engulfed in pure love, pure light. Nothing of darkness can reside in that sacred space. In the book of Revelation, it talks about the holy city. There's no darkness there. It's lighted by the special light that exists of its own accord from God. Well, that holy city resides in the sun. And that holy city, if we choose, can also reside deep within our hearts. So we draw the sun into our hearts even as we enter the sun, the heart of the sun. And in that heart, we have our solar freedom. What is solar freedom? It is freedom to be a sun ourselves. We have always been free to be a sun, S-U-N. It's simply a choice to be radiant, pure, holy. And in that radiance, in that purity, and in that holiness, we attain our eternal freedom. So every moment we have a choice, an option, free will to experience God and the eternal pulsations of light that continually are being emanated from both our sun, the heart of our sun, and the heart of every star. Every pulsation of every sun or star is unique and carries its essence. The pulsations of your heart, your sun center, carry your essence to the universe. Every star knows your essence. Every ascended master knows your essence. Your frequency and the specificity of your wave patterns based on your consciousness. And if you choose to make greater contact with any ascended master or solar being, it's simply a matter of affinitizing your emanations to theirs through resonance. Harmonizing what moves through you, emanates from and through you in beauty, grace, purity. So the choice is ours every moment, whether we are already living in our solar freedom within the heart of the sun, of our own sun presence, our solar presence. As above, so below, we have the ability now, not at some future time, to manifest this awareness. And we can teach others this sacred process of affinitizing and harmonizing what moves and flows through us to the source, so that we simply are a conduit for others to experience this re-energization, repolarization, or what Eric Pearl has called the reconnection. Once we are plugged into God by allowing this dynamic to occur and then accepting it and reaccepting it every morning when we awaken from the unconscious state, and then we live in that plugged-in state, then we can help others plug in. If we aren't plugged in, then how can we truly assist others? So every true teacher is a plugged-in one. Who has maintained and is continuously maintaining the connection. The connection is the sacred tryst, the bonding of our hearts. The reason we call to Mary's Immaculate Heart, Jesus' Sacred Heart, Saint Germain's Purple Fiery Heart, Kuan Yin's Merciful Heart, Moria's Diamond Heart, is because we too have the same ability to develop a most amazing heart like that of these great masters, and them in turn like those of the stars. And it is really our work, our spiritual work, to develop our hearts. And that's why we have our Heart Center movement. It's for the purpose of developing our hearts. I've told the story, I'll tell it again, that I got in trouble once. More than once, but the one time that I got in trouble, did something that Mother didn't like, and I was chastised very directly and intensely, and you haven't developed your threefold flame since you came on staff. And it was like 12 years. I thought, oh my God. Now, when I look back, it wasn't quite true that I hadn't developed my heart. I hadn't developed it to the extent that I required for my mission. And so I had to dig a lot deeper and really work on my threefold flame to expand it. And so I was then, from that day forward, really working on the balancing, expanding of my threefold flame. And I gave that prayer daily, many times. And I focused on that for quite some time until I actually felt my heart chakra expand. Now, I had already had the experience of feeling my threefold flame and doing the rosary every day and feeling my aura expand. It wasn't like I hadn't experienced that and known a greater fire of love. Mother was pushing me to go deeper and higher. And it was a wake-up call. She, at some level, knew what my mission would be. She didn't know outwardly. I was never outwardly given a mantle directly by her for this mission. And yet, there were indications at different times of when a certain transfer did occur, and one of them was in the Minneapolis Airport. We were traveling to an event in Chicago, and we were traveling on the same plane, and we had a long layover, a delayed layover, and so we were talking to each other, and she wanted crackers with cheese. So she asked me to open the little packages of crackers and cheese, and I would give them to her. And she kept asking for more. And finally, one of her assistants came by and said, David, I think that's enough. She can't have too much cheese before an event like this. But what was happening was she had fed me for years and decades. And now I was reciprocating and feeding her. In that moment, there was a type of transfer, an inner transfer, because I had never more intimately conversed with and been with and sat 1 foot away from my guru for a half hour. And at that time, she was already losing her ability to receive heart streams or dictations. And that conference was one where she was losing that connection and her ability to speak the words. And that was the last conference that I recall her actually giving lucid dictations. So it was interesting that that occurred then in Minneapolis, the Twin Cities, and then the event was in Chicago. Two very key centers for our Heart Center movement. There was a heart transfer then. Outwardly, it looked like nothing. Inwardly, that was a sacred event for me and for her. We talked about my music. And my music was the beginning of my messengership and our messengership. Because what I've done for all of you, and what I've done by God's grace, what Mother did, she did for all of us. And now we are all doing it for each other and for the world. And you may have your own story of the transfer to you, a portion of her mantle. And I know that that story is beautiful too. This is just one little thing. So the sun is transferring its mantle, its rays, its light continuously to us, and providing so many impetuses, or impeti, is that a word? Impeti, we can look it up. The plural of impetus. Hippopotami, octopi, impeti, it makes sense. To us, and are we receiving it? Are we assimilating it, those sacred essences, throughout our day? Even if the sun is behind the clouds, it's still sending it. So the God and Goddess Meru have taken up their office in the sun. We may think it's quite a daunting task, and it is in one sense, and yet in another it's easy. They choose to make it, as Mona says, easy and joyous. Joyous and easy. What?
Fun and easy.
Fun and easy. So if they can choose to make it fun and easy, we can. And was it fun and easy getting up here? Yes! I thought maybe it would be one day we can just fly up here. This is where the guys actually take off when they go on their gliding, right here. They start up there, they drive around the back, they lug their stuff, and then they take off right here and start running, and the wind catches them, and then they're sailing. See these two flags? This is it. Yeah. No, not today. There's no wind. Now, this is a sacred area for Mona and for Native peoples. And there are records here that are very beautiful of certain tribes and their communion with the sun, because they would actually come here and do their sun dance, their sun circles, and they knew about solar gazing in a different context than the way it's been presented through the Master Omram and through HRM and others. And yet they had, through their ancient cultures and heritages, a deep communion with the sun. And, you know, they had it, a lot of these Native peoples. And a lot of that has been lost, unfortunately. Now they have their sun dance, and there's symbology there, but if you go back further and further in time, you'll discover that they actually had lineages that understood the science of solar gazing, and this resulted from the earlier Golden Age cultures. Now, God and Goddess Meru were at the head of one of these cultures. And they knew all about the science of the sun. And the sacred doorway that exists between our hearts and the heart of the sun through our gaze, our attention, our focus, and the continuity of that going back to our original birth and God, our creation as a sovereign soul, authenticated to go forth to be a co-creator. And in the golden age of Aquarius that's dawning, all of these solar sciences will return. Omram was really and is really a catalyst for the beginnings of this, and it will continue to grow. And I have a friend, William House, who has a website, reversespins.com, and I read it a lot. Unfortunately, he's steeped in the current more Republican and very conservative theology, I would call it, that fossil fuels are absolutely essential, and, you know, he's a truck driver. What else can you do? It's something that it's an unenlightened state. We have to move toward embracing the sun and solar energy. It's not an if, it's a when, it's a must. So, as much as I love him and I understand the dynamics of some of the politics involved, left and right and middle of the road, this is one area that a lot of people have yet to really fully embrace. And I know all about Solyndra and some of the faux pas of the way politics and money works. I'm fully aware of that. We have to invest the light of the sun into our culture. And we can choose to do it in many, many ways. We're encouraged to do it. And the God and Goddess Meru will, through our hearts, illumine the culture of Earth, civilization, in so many dynamic ways. We can imagine, we can co-create through our consciousness changes, transformation within society in stupendous ways. Day after day, week after week, month after month. And a lot of your spiritual work as initiates and adepts in the becoming is to co-create what you know to be part of the New Age culture through your consciousness, raying it forth. Boyd has given beautiful teachings on how to do this through emanation and seeing people rising up, seeing them being illumined, seeing them being transformed in all areas of society, in every aspect of society and culture. And we have to do it. We are the priests and priestesses that are the vehicles for this to occur through our consciousness. And the pulsations from the sun that we receive and that we in turn are simply the conduit for emanating forth right in the domains in which we live are the key to this transformation, these pulsations. So when we play this music, I could feel that pulse deeper, more embedded in my being than ever before. And I've done the Panurithmi many times, and Mona and I play this music. But for the first time, I'm understanding the intensity of the solar pulsation through that downbeat. And from this day forward, I will know this. I've inculcated it now in my heart and being. And I will feel that pulse and what that pulse does and means for transformation. And it's going where my feet are planted. It's going deep within the earth. And it's true for every one of you. So I encourage you to get one of these CDs. We have three or four of them, and we sell some of them on our website. If you get Ardella Nathaniel's book, there's one of those CDs of the music right in the book. and she's a great exponent of the Panurithmi. So the challenge from the Gata Goddess Meru today and the Masters Peter Dunav and Omram is for us to embrace the Panurithmi within our movement, to begin to get to know it, and to eventually master it. Where Wayne was, as he was hearing the music, was doing the motions, he knows them. Let's become more like Wayne.
Wayne made little cards for everyone.
Yeah, I know, yeah. We've done it before.
If anyone doesn't have one, I have some more.
So join Wayne's world and make this world Helios and Vesta's and God and Goddess Meru's world. So that's the discourse today.